Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. Wells Fargo Bank paid $185 million in fines and fired 5,000 employees after revelations of massive fraud, signing up customers for accounts they never agreed to boost sales figures. Now, last week, the Navajo Nation filed a federal lawsuit alleging that Wells Fargo specifically targeted the tribe's citizens to open unnecessary bank accounts in their names. The Wells Fargo suit also accuses the bank of targeting minors, the elderly, members who spoke limited English, and says that Wells Fargo lied to the tribe earlier in the year when it said that no tribal members were harmed by the bank's practices. The Navajo Nation is seeking damages now, fines and penalties of more than $50 million. Ethel Branch is the Attorney General of Navajo Nation.
Wells Fargo is the only bank on the Navajo Nation that has brick and mortar facilities. So there's somewhat of a captive audience among Navajo individuals who wish to bank. There are some ATMs that other banks provide here on the nation, but essentially if you want to bank, you have to go through Wells Fargo. And I mean, many Navajos traditionally operate on sort of a cash economy. So, you know, when they receive checks, they would go to banks to just cash them. And the bank's employees at the bank would force them into opening accounts in order to cash their money orders or checks, which, of course, they didn't need to do.
And do you feel that the bank was aware of particular vulnerabilities or cultural differences on the reservation, on the nation, so that they could prey upon those?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they have such a strong presence here. There's such an extensive relationship between the nation and Wells Fargo. The nation itself has a significant depository relationship with the bank, and they understand what it's like on the ground here.
Ethel, the American public has spent the last year basically learning about the extent of Wells Fargo's fraud. What's the bottom line for you about how much further this fraud may have gone with the Navajo people?
Again, I think this comes down to the particular vulnerability of the consumers on Navajo Nation and the unique nature of the environment in terms of Wells Fargo having the only brick and mortar facilities here and having, you know, significant trust of the nation in terms of our longstanding depository relationship with the bank. And, you know, we regularly have visits from Wells Fargo employees, not just, you know, regular employees, but vice presidents. And we did receive assurances from them when the nation was learning of these incidents along with everyone else. We did raise questions. Members of our Budget and Finance Committee in particular raised specific questions with Aaron Lemke, a vice president of Wells Fargo, asking about the extent of behavior on the nation. And Mr. Lemke specifically stated that no impacts were had on the nation. None of these practices were pursued on the nation. And so, you know, us having to dive into this further and discover not only that this was happening, but the extent to which it was happening, I think there's been a significant injury to that relationship. But we do remain in a situation where we do need banking locations on the nation. So it'll be interesting to see how the litigation and the relationship evolves going forward.
Ethel Branch, Attorney General of the Navajo Nation, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thank you.
The Takeaway reached out to Wells Fargo for comment on this story. The bank says, "We are in receipt of the lawsuit filed by the Navajo Nation, but cannot comment directly about ongoing litigation. At Wells Fargo, we're focused on rebuilding trust and building a better bank. Over the last year, we've taken significant steps to make things right for our customers, including members of the Navajo Nation who may have been affected by unacceptable retail sales practices." You can read the full statement from Wells Fargo on our website at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.